The Atrocity Archives, Disc 7.
It's like being at school again, sitting one fucking exam after another, sure that if you don't finish the question in the set time, it's going to screw your life. This exam, the fail grade is anything short of 100%, and you get the certificate, with no appeal possible, milliseconds after you put your pen down. I'm crouching in the basement with Alan and a thing that looks like a steel dustbin on a handcart. If steel dustbins came painted green and neatly labelled, this way up and do not drop. I will confess that I'm sweating like a pig, even in the frigid air of the redoubt, because we are now down to about 15 minutes, and if this fails, we won't have time to reach the gate.
Take five, says Alan. You're doing really well, Bob. I mean that. You're doing really well.
I bet you say that to all the boys, I mutter, turning the badly photocopied page of arming instructions. The pamphlet that comes with the bomb has a blue cardboard cover, like a school exercise book that's been classified top secret by mistake.
No, really.
Alan leans back against the wall.
They got away, Bob. Everyone but us. Maybe you don't think that's a big deal, but they do. They'll remember it for the rest of their lives, and even if we don't follow them, they'll be drinking a toast to your memory for a long time to come.
That's reassuring. I flip another page. I didn't know H-bombs came with user manuals and cutaway diagrams, exploded views of the initiator core. Look, this is where the pit goes, right? I point at the page, and then at a spot about 5 centimeters above the base of the dustbin.
No.
Alan moves my hand right up to the top of the bomb casing.
You've got it upside down.
Well, that's a relief, I say lightly.
At least, I think it's upside down, he says in a worried tone of voice.
Uh-huh. I move my finger over the diagram. Now, this is where the detonation controller goes, right?
Yes, that's right, he says much more reassuringly.
I give the green dustbin a hard glance. Atom bombs aren't that complicated. Back in the late 1970s, an American high school physics teacher got together with his class. They designed and built an A-bomb. The US Navy thanked them, trucked it away, added the necessary plutonium, and detonated it down on the test range. The hard bit about building an A-bomb is the plutonium, which takes a specialized nuclear reactor and a chemical reprocessing plant to manufacture, and which tends to be kept behind high barbed wire fences patrolled by guys with guns. However, atom bombs do have one interesting trait. They go bang when you squeeze a sphere of plutonium using precisely detonated explosive lenses. Conventional explosives. And if those lenses don't detonate in exactly the right sequence, if you scramble them, you may get a fizzle, but you don't get a firework. It's like an egg, with a yolk, the A-bomb detonator, and a white, the fusion spark plug and other bang-amplifying widgets, inside it.